Morning, Bridge City Church, White Oak Campus. How's everybody doing today? Y'all doing good? Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, listen, if I haven't had the opportunity to meet you or introduce myself yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here at the White Oak Campus of Bridge City Church, and I'm so excited you decided to spend your Sunday morning here worshiping God and praising His name. There's literally no place I'd rather be this side of heaven than right here with you all doing exactly that. And today we get to kick off our new series entitled The Wonder of Christmas. And listen, this is a wonderful season. It's an amazing season. It is a season where it seems like everything stops and there's no stress and there's no fear and there's no anxiety. It's just all about what we're about to receive, right? Is that how everybody else feels during this season? Okay. Listen, this season is, we're kicking off the Advent season. We're going to talk a lot about that today and what that looks like. But before we do, I just want to do something because this season's exciting for me, not only because it's Jesus' birthday, but my birthday's the day after. It's pretty exciting stuff. But it's also an exciting season because I know that people's lives and their destinies and their eternities are going to be changed forever because of this month. Because of the gift that was given to us. And on your seat, this isn't a gift tag, but it looks like one, and it's a little bit of a play on that. But you get the opportunity to possibly give somebody the greatest gift they'll ever receive, and it has nothing to do with what you bought at Target or you went out to Ross Park and spent a lot of money you didn't have at stores you shouldn't have been in. You know what I'm talking about. This invite can change somebody's life. And I want you to grab it and hold on to it as I'm talking. I'm going to give a few examples throughout the next few weeks of how this invite changed somebody's life. And my sister-in-law, Marie, I don't know where she's sitting at today. She's somewhere in here, I know, because I stole Sunny earlier. Where is she? Where? You're blended in. 10 years ago, somebody had enough faith to extend an invitation to Maria. And they invited her to one of our candlelight worship experiences. And she was right over here in this area. And she made the statement afterwards, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced or been a part of besides being at the Colorado Rockies in the Rocky Mountains. And Maria's life was changed. It was transformed. Her destiny, her eternity was changed and transformed all because somebody had enough faith to invite her. Now she has a wonderful husband who's my brother-in-law, and she married into one of the most phenomenal families because I got to marry into said phenomenal family as well. And all of this was because of an invite. So I want to ask you, who's your Maria that you have to go and invite this year? Maria was invited because of another couple who was invited. Their name is Vinny and Lindy. So you might be somebody's Vinny and Lindy. Who's your Maria? Who's your Mark? Who's your, pick another name that starts with an M. Molly? Michael? Let's keep going. Margaret. Who, Margaret? do you know a lot of Margarets? Yes. Okay, well, I'm believing. Here, this is for Margaret. Give that to Margaret. My grandma's name's Marge, so let's pray over those invites, okay? The invites, there's nothing powerful about those invites. It's all about the invitation. It's all about giving it. That's when God's power steps in. Once that invitation leaves your hand and you invite somebody in faith to experience the greatest gift that was ever given to the world, that's when that invite becomes powerful, whenever God starts working through it. So, Father God, I thank you for every single Maria, Martha, Margaret, Mark, Michael, all of them. Every single person, Lord, that is going to be invited into your presence this season. God, may you give us the faith to step out and invest in people's lives, invest in people's eternities, and may the community surrounding your church be changed and transformed forever. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's jump into our message today. And as I mentioned, this is a season that we call Advent. It leads to the greatest gift that the world has ever received. And this word Advent means that we are literally waiting on. We're waiting for something to arrive. You know, we light candles. There's some people during the Advent season, they light candles. They light four candles: hope, joy, peace, and love. That's the representation of those candles. And that is the gift that we're given. But when once we receive that gift, that's when the adventure starts. That's when the exciting part of Advent starts. We're leading up to the gift of Jesus. We get to receive the gift, and then we get to start an adventure. And this adventure sometimes, this one that we experience, it's risky, it's dangerous, it's hazardous, and sometimes it has a really uncertain outcome, an outcome that's beyond what you and I can either even fathom. But it's an adventure. I love adventures. I love just having fun. Let's just go. Let's just do it. Let's go. I was going to point that we were going to run over there up to the top of the mountain and all that, but you can't see it like I can, right? There's a sound booth blocking some of you. It's adventurous, and this message that we're going to talk about today is all about adventure and all about jumping into that. So let's turn to Luke 1. Luke 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, everybody say Gabriel. Just because it's a fun name to say. We have a Gabriel sitting in the third row right here. Was sent from God to a city of Galilee in Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. This adventure that we're about to talk about today is something that requires a whole bunch of faith. This moment that we're talking about today is a moment that changed everything in our world and everybody's world that comes to know him. It's interesting because Gabriel was sent to Mary to deliver a message. And before Mary could ever even speak, God was speaking first. Before Mary could ever utter out fear or anxiety or questions, God spoke first. Before Mary even asked a question, God had already declared his promise of what was about to happen. We're going to talk about a lot of moments today, and we're going to talk about some it will be moments. We're going to talk about some how could it be moments. And then we're going to talk about how we get to a let it be moment. This how will it be moment that's happening right before us, God's word comes through Gabriel speaking to us, letting us know that this will be, I have a plan. There is a plan for the future of the world. And I'm so excited that we get to be a part of this plan. Let's keep going. Verse 28. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Now remember that we're told where Gabriel went. He went to Nazareth. What good could come from Nazareth? This message that was delivered to a despised village, an unremarkable place, an unspiritual region. And this area was being used to change the world forever. I want you to place yourself in the text and think about where you're at. You're in White Oak, which is right next to McKeesport, that horrible place. That unremarkable place. What good could ever come from the Mourne Valley? What good? What good could ever come from a mill town? What good could ever come from the area that surrounds this place where God gathered a whole bunch of unremarkable people? This place in McKeesport, in White Oak, Elizabeth Township, North Versailles, East McKeesport, Port View, Glassport. If I missed your city, just plug it in. North Huntington. Does everybody know that Norwin's not a real place? Does everybody know this? It's not. It's North Huntington and Irwin together made Norwin. What? Isn't that crazy? You just found that out, huh? Yeah, right? Let's do something a little different today. I want you to stand to your feet. I'm already standing, so I'm not going to ask you anything to do that I'm not willing to do. And this is what I want you to do. I don't know if you guys know this. There's a whole bunch of people over to your left. I want you to look at them, okay? I want you guys to look to your left, to your right. Look around the room. Go ahead, look around. You could turn around. This is your moment where you can be a people watcher and not get yelled at in church. Okay, turn around, everybody. How many of you feel Catholic right now? Hello, greetings. Yeah. Peace be with you and also with your spirit. All right, we're going to read the Word of God. We're going to bring reverence to the Word of God that we're about to read, and you're going to know exactly why you're standing up. We're going to read out of the Message translation, and this is the last version that I read every single Sunday when I am preparing. It's like the cherry on top of the Sunday. Take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you. Don't look around again. Not many influential, not many high society families. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses? He chose these nobodies to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies. We got a group of nobodies here in White Oak, Pennsylvania that are going to be challenged to go outside these walls and go tell somebody about Jesus. You have a gift. If you're in this room, maybe you haven't received it yet, but when you leave here today, in Jesus' name, you're going to have a gift that somebody outside these walls needs. And it's going to take faith from you and from me and from us to extend the gift. It's going to take us getting beyond our doubt and our questions. You can sit. Pastor called me a nobody today. We're all a bunch of nobodies chasing after the somebodies to tell them about the King. Just like Mary, God wants to use some unlikely people. Mary was an unlikely person to be used to deliver the gift that we all get to receive. Mary is somebody that God promised He was going to use her, this unlikely teenage girl. She was going to carry the King of the world. Now listen, I'm not doubting God in any way, shape, or form. I'm just letting my human brain creep in here. If I'm going to have somebody deliver the gift that's going to change the world forever and everybody's eternities, I maybe would pick somebody, maybe it's their second child. They know what they're to expect. They know what to go through. But God was like, no, listen, I'm going to show out. I want them to see the miraculous. I want them to see how miraculous this is going to be. Let's keep going. Verse 31. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. This is the will be moment of these verses. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. This will be. God's word comes through Gabriel, and he's saying, I have a plan, I have a purpose, I'm in control, I am working before you can even see every piece of the puzzle. Listen, God sends an angel, and it confirms that he's actively working and moving in the world. This message confirms that. He later on in the story, we'll get to it, but the angel confirms that Elizabeth is already pregnant, Mary's friend. This confirms that God had already begun the miracles that he had planned out that were all part of his plan and his purpose. John the Baptist was already being formed. God was already preparing the preparer, the one who would shout forth the name of Jesus to so many. And the location, Nazareth, God begins his work in the most unexpected places and times. McKeesport, White Oak, Glasgow. You know White Oak was voted the most boring town in the USA? Listen, I don't know who voted. I didn't vote. I'm not on the ballot. But yeah, it was voted that. Some outside company voted this that. You know, McKeesport was voted one of the most deadliest cities in the country. But it was done by an outside security firm who had nothing. I'm like, have you ever been to Philly? McKeesport ain't Philly. You ever heard of Chicago? How's McKeesport for in the whole country? Lies. God often starts where and when we least expect it. Then the transition happened. Mary started to ask some questions. God said it will be, and Mary had a how will it be moment. How will this be since I am a virgin? How will this be because I'm this unexpected, forgotten, unused, unimportant person? How will this be, God? And in verse 28 and 31, Gabriel tells Mary she is favored and she is chosen to carry the Son of God. She hears the most incredible calling ever given to a human being. And guess what? Her human beingness started showing. Her response was perfectly human. Verse 34. But Mary asked the angel, how can this be? I am a virgin. Even when God says it will be, our hearts often say, how could this be? How could you use this little small office building in White Oak, PA to change people's lives? How in the world are we going to get people to show up here three times on a Sunday? How in the world are you going to use this place to change generations? Listen, questions aren't bad. Questions don't disqualify you. Doubts don't disqualify you. It's when you hold them in and you don't put them where they're supposed to be, which is at the feet of Jesus, so that God can change your heart. So all of you, I don't know every single one of you in your story, in your life, in your family. I don't know every single one of you. I pray that somebody in this room does know everything about you and your family and what you're going through. But I guarantee you that every single one of us are going through a how will it be moment in some aspect of our life. And I know for a fact there's a whole bunch of people outside of these walls that are going through, how will this be? How are we going to make it through Christmas? How are we going to get there? How are we going to provide a meal for our family? Or how are we going to put gifts under the tree? How are we going to do this? There's a whole bunch of people outside of these walls, even inside these walls, that are asking those questions. They have how will be moments. We get to jump in for some of those families, and next week's our last week of our gift drive for the Agape Center, and thank you so much to everybody that's already filled that basket with gift cards and poured out the blessings that so many people aren't able to pour out. If you want to be a part of that, just bring any new unwrapped gift to the Connection Point by next Sunday. And listen, everything's a gift whenever you're giving. Some of the greatest gifts in the world for some of these kids are like Axe, like they do the gift sets, you know, like shampoo and body wash and body spray. Those are great gifts. I know what you're thinking. I'm a teenager. I don't want that gift. Yeah, you do if you don't have it. If you don't have soap, you want that. My mother-in-law, who would not be caught dead eating in Taco Bell, brought a Taco Bell gift card. She put it in the thing because she knows what teenagers like. So you could be a part of that. You can start to be the let it be moment for some how will it be questions that people are asking outside of these walls. I'm praying and believing that we just, our generosity continues to shock our community. It's okay for us to ask, how can it be? It's perfectly human. God's not offended by your honest questions. God's not offended by your fear. God's not offended by your anxiety over or worry over something. If we could fully understand God's calling, it wouldn't require us to walk in faith. Let that sink in. If we could fully understand everything that God's doing in and through our lives and through our church, it wouldn't require us to walk in faith. God didn't call us to a life of complete understanding. God didn't call us to know every piece of the puzzle. He just called us to be able to be willing to be used for the puzzle. A few years ago, the Heinz company released a puzzle. I think it was like 3,000 pieces. It was all red. It was just ketchup. And in the bottom, it said Heinz. It was driving people insane. Sometimes that's like our life, right? God knows every single piece of the puzzle and where it goes and where it belongs. But we're looking at it like, how in the world? It's out of these world moments. Faith is what turns this Advent season into adventure. Faith is what turns this Advent season into an exciting experience. Not only for you and for me, but for those outside these walls. Listen, at Bridge City Church, you can either become what God meant you to be, or you could become what you used to be. That's your choice. You could either become what God and who God's calling you to be, or you could just go back to the old you. Verse 35-36. And the angel answered her. This is her answer to her how will it be moment. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. First Corinthians 13:12-13, it's not going to pop up on the screen. Now we see things imperfectly, and all that I know now is partial and incomplete, but these three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. Listen, we don't walk in clarity, we walk in faith. When we ask, how can it be? That's when God answers. And God answered Mary's how will it be moment with you can't do it in your own might. You can't do it in your own power. The Holy Spirit will lead you, guide you, protect you, and challenge you. And guess what? There's going to be somebody I want you to walk with that's going to be able to do the same. Mary had Elizabeth. God says again, in effect, through Gabriel, it will be not because of you, but because of me. Not because of what you're going to do, but because of what I'm going to do through you. And I'm going to give you people to walk with. God will always confirm the call that he's placed on our lives, on our church, on our community. God will always confirm the things that he's called us to do. And it may not be with the details that we desire and want. It just might not be. But it will always be with confirmation. The confirmation that we need to step forward and walk in faith, just as Mary did. The angel gave Mary a sign, just as later on, God gave the shepherds a sign to follow. God places people in our lives just like he placed Elizabeth in Mary's life. People in our lives that are going to strengthen us and challenge us and equip us and walk through the greatest blessings in our life with us. and he places the Holy Spirit within us to empower us. Let's get to verse 38. Can't wait to get there. This is Mary's let it be moment. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Mary's let it be moment was her completely surrendering to God and who he is and what his plan was. It will be. How will it be? And let it be. Mary went through all of those emotions, all of those things, all of those challenges, all of those questions, all of those feelings of doubt, all of those feelings of inadequacy, and I'm not good enough. But she eventually got to complete and utter surrender and said, God, let your will be done. Amen. What stage are you in? Is God still speaking his promises over you and your life and your family? Or maybe you've jumped into the how is this even possible phase? Or maybe today's your day where you're going to say, God, let it be so. Let it be so. Have your way within my life, within my family, within my marriage, within my children, within my workplace, within my school, within my neighborhood. Let it be so, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let it be. Maybe you're not there yet, and that's okay. Maybe you're still asking questions. Maybe you're still doubting. Maybe you still feel insecure, insignificant, and unusable. Maybe that's still where you're at, and that's totally okay. But let us all be just like Mary and say, let it be, God. Let's not be people that say, okay, I'll do it. I'll be a servant of yours, but give me all the answers first. Explain it to me first, step by step by step by step. Show me how it all works. Show me all the pieces of the puzzle. Give me every detail. Let's not be those people. Let's be the let it be people. And I know a lot of you, different generations in this room, a lot of you are singing Beatles songs in your head right now. And that's totally okay too. God created you how you are. Maybe Rob will sing in a little bit. He said that was going to be his offering point, and he didn't do it during the first. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Mary knew her next step. And she said, let it be. What's your next step? You have to answer that question. If you're asking the question, what is my next step? I'm happy you asked, because actually right now down the hall in a conference room, there are people in Bridge City 101, which is part of our growth track, which helps you discover what your next step is and how you can be an active and growing part of Bridge City Church. It happens next Sunday during the second worship experience. Come to the first worship experience, stay for the second, but you're down there in the conference room being walked through a growth track. That's your next step for some of you. You got to stop being a consumer and start being a contributor. It's your next step. I'm staring at a bunch of nobodies. Here, wait, I'll stare at myself too. You ready? I'm staring at a bunch of nobodies. Me included, right there. I'm the biggest nobody of them all. And we just want to be used. That's right, I took the picture. I'm going to put it on for the next worship experience. I'm like, look at the nobodies over here for the second. Thought I wasn't going to take the picture. I got a built-in selfie stick. Let it be so. Let it be so. Now, all the things that we saw Mary walk through. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Imagine what that greeting was like. Hey, I got something to tell you. Hey, I got something to tell you. I already know you're pregnant, but guess what? I am too. Does Joe know? That's what she said. Like, imagine that. God will always give you somebody to walk with, somebody to encourage you, somebody to empower you and challenge you and walk through this with you. But it's going to take a surrender moment from each and every one of us. Faith requires two things. It requires action and or a response. And this moment right here, this is our response time. This is our response time to the message. Have you had a moment, a day, a time, a place where you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you have a day, a time, a place where you received the greatest gift that was ever given to the world and the greatest gift that was ever given to you? And you can't earn it. You don't deserve it. You can't buy it. But it's all about faith, hope, and love and what he poured out on that cross for you and for me. And if you don't have a day where you've responded to that, I want today to be your day, December 7th, 2025. I'm going to ask you to do one of the bravest things you'll ever do, but one of the greatest things you'll ever do. And that's slip your hand up to heaven and say, God, that's me. Let it be so. I'm tired of asking questions. I'm tired of doubting. I'm tired of walking in fear and not in faith. I'm tired of living in anxiety instead of the adventure of your Advent season. If that's you, just slip your hand up because we want to pray with you. We want to walk through it with you. We want to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Anyone at all today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? The heavens are rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. Heaven's touching earth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're at five. We got six. We got seven. Come on. I'm serious. Don't be afraid of what people are going to think of you. Be afraid of what's going to happen if you don't respond. Listen, people are going to come up. They're going to pray with you. They're going to encourage you. They're going to walk through what you just decided to do. But because of that moment, because of that moment, I believe that people's Christmases are going to be changed. And not only the ones that responded, but the ones that those people know. Tons of people's lives have been changed because Maria accepted an invite. Now, those people are going to extend an invite. You're like, you're never going to believe. There's this crazy place up in White Oak. It's in an office building. You got to come with me. It's really unremarkable, but remarkable at the same time. Father God, I thank you for this amazing group of people. I thank you for who they are. I thank you for who they are called to be. God, help us get to a it will be moment. Help us get through a how could it be questions. And Lord, lead us to a let it be so moment in all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.